A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, October 19th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about calls by the Zimbabwean government for its citizens living in other countries to invest back home amid political turmoil in the Southern African nation. The government says the citizens living in South Africa, the United Kingdom, United States of America, Australia and other nations have shown willingness in investing in the tourism, agriculture and other sectors. According to the state-controlled media, Mrs. Sienzeni Matera, the country's foreign affairs and international trade, a director for diaspora bilateral trade, told a recent tourism symposium in Bulawayo that citizens' investments are secure under President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government. Indications are that diaspora remittances in the first 6 months of the year reached US$797 million, representing a 23% increase compared to the same period last year. The government says this is an indication that its citizens living outside the country can resuscitate the stagnant economy. Kuhlelo lwesizalo nesizibabho esihlala kwamanye amazwe namhla sixoxa ngemizamo kahulumende yokukhanga ukuba abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe betshale imali yamabhizimusi kwele Zimbabwe. Okwamanje abantu abaningi bathumezela imali abazali, abangani, abantwana labanye eZimbabwe eyokudla lokunye. Phakathi kwenyanga ezinhlanu ezedluleyo sebethumeze imali efika phose izigidi ezingamakhulu ayisitshiyangalombili $797 million. Iningi labo besaba ukuba ibandla elibusayo liqhubekela phambili lilwisana labaphikisayo. But political commentators and some citizens say it's unlikely that they can invest back home where opponents of the government are being brutalized by those linked to the state. And Mr. Tendazani Moyo, a Zimbabwean living in South Africa, is among those skeptical of investing back home.
It's expensive to invest in Zimbabwe because opening a small shop, you will be taken through a very long process, which is basically unnecessary. Unless Zimbabwe visits its policies, and especially its foreign direct investment policies, and even domestic investment policies, so that indigenous Zimbabweans can be able to own the means of production. Because right now, at the moment, it's more expensive to invest in Zimbabwe. And the people who are coming from the poor background, just like myself, it's very much difficult to invest in Zimbabwe. Hence, we're looking for greener pastures in other countries, because their economies are a bit stable. And we actually do not mind to be investing in our country, because there's nothing more beautiful than working in from your own country. But at the moment, it's impossible for poor people like myself to invest there. Why? Because the process is too big. That's number one. Number two, there's a lot of corruption there. For you to get a slot or for you to get a business license, you've got to pay a lot, and you've got to go through many processes. So you've got to see many people who are going to ask you for cold drinks, ask you for unnecessary money. So you need approximately $2,000 to invest. We're not even talking about a capital. We're not even talking about stocking the stuff and to start a business. So it's basically very difficult. So the policies has to be changed. The policies has to be revisited so that ordinary people who are working in security industries, restaurants, construction, and all these middle-class people may be able to come back home and invest. The political situation in Zimbabwe does not translate to economic growth. So we have got a lot of corruption there. We have got police inconsistency. We have got a lot of incompetence as well.
That was Mr. Tandazani Moyo, a Zimbabwean businessman living in South Africa. Joining us right now to discuss this issue, I think we've got one of our guests. Maybe that is Mr. Fortune Mdalazi. If he's there, then we can talk to him. So I hope he's on the line. So, Mr. Mlalazi, are you on the line right now? Hello, Mr. Mlalazi, I think he's not on the line. Even Mr. Regis Vosango, we are trying to get out of him. And together with Mr. Butler Tambo, if you guys are hearing us, please pick up the phone right now so that we can discuss this very important issue with you. So we are still trying to wait for our guests to actually join us right now. So I guess we've got Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF Central Committee member on the line. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Gideon. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Mr. Chuma. So we're talking about, you know, people living in the diaspora, you know, coming to Zimbabwe to invest in different sectors. But there are some skeptics who are saying, you know, the problem is that there is political turmoil in the country. So recently we know that there were some skirmishes in Matopo and in CISA between CCC and ZANU-PF activists. So what's your take on that?
Well, I can simply tell you that this is the right time to actually be eyeing on investing in Zimbabwe, because all the indications are pointing to a trajectory of an economy that is going to awaken. The president and his government are doing all the right things towards any economic development. That is taking care of the transport infrastructure, that's road, rail, and air, and also making sure that there is enough supply of water by building as many dams as they could, and also ensuring that there is availability of electricity all the time by the construction of the Unit 7 and 8 in Wange, and also that Kabara Basha project that is also in the pipeline. So all these things are things that actually then drive an economy to actually awaken, and the government right now is doing exactly that, and that is the basis of any economy to actually come up. And I think all the boxes are being ticked in the correct manner.
But there's some people who are saying that there's too much political turmoil in Zimbabwe, and so Zimbabweans living outside the country cannot invest back home. So that's where the problem is. We saw what happened in Matopo. We saw what happened in CISA. We've been seeing many things happen in the country, Mr. Chuma. So how does one invest back home when there are such incidents?
Well, those unfortunate isolated incidents really need us as political players to come down and address them to our respective supporters, because you see, the problem that we are facing as a country now is that we have a very polarized political atmosphere and the field as well. We have people that want to intimidate each other. We have people that want to be at loggerheads with each other. Yet the bottom line should actually be Zimbabwe, more than the political party that we all definitely belong to, and rightfully so. So it should not really be a threat to investment. It should be just an issue of us political players coming down to our supporters and educating them on how to tolerate each other as much as we tolerate each other at certain levels. You don't find us like I was in Parliament with the president of CCC. I used to give him a lift in my car and drop him off by his office, and yet I was ZANU-PF, and by then he was MBCA. And you see, we had that rapport. We would go out there and have lunch together and have drinks together. These are the kind of things that we now need to cascade downwards and teach our supporters that we can all differ in view and mind, but it does not necessarily make us enemies and put us in a fighting spirit. So these are things that can be done and controlled, and therefore they cannot affect investment. As soon as investor can see that these are isolated incidents, we have had election violations in other places where we really don't see that kind of violence. So it's things that we can talk about and iron out.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. Stay on the line. I think in Virginia we're joined by Mr. Butler Tambo, who is an independent political commentator. He's based here in USA. Mr. Tambo, welcome to the program, sir.
Welcome, Gibbs. Thank you very much for having me on the program.
Thank you so much. We hoped that we are going to be on Skype, but nonetheless, on the phone, I think it works the same. So tell us about investing back home. We see that you guys are being invited by the Zimbabwean government to invest back home. Give us your take on that.
All right. I think the drive by the government is a good one to try and get as much people as possible in the diaspora to invest back home. I think it's a noble initiative, right? Because any country has to grow because of investments from its own people. It doesn't necessarily have to be foreign direct investment every time. Because if you look at the current numbers right now, you've already talked about 700 million coming into Zimbabwe so far. So we're looking at an average maybe about 1.4 billion by the end of the year. I think the amount is actually higher if we look at some of, if we look at the fact that some of the money has come through unofficial channels, which of course we do not encourage. But then the question is, in investing back home in Zimbabwe, what does it mean for you as the Zimbabwean? There is a problem of policy inconsistency. That's one of the biggest challenges that we have. For instance, Gibbs, somebody might want to bring their money, but the banking system is very volatile. I'm not saying it's not a good place to do it in Zimbabwe, but the banking system is very volatile. There is the problem that I can put in my US dollars, but when I want to take out my money as the same US dollars, I'm finding problems. I now have to queue. I now have to make several applications to the Reserve Bank just to get my money so that I can restock like the previous player said. And then the other problem is the cost of doing business in Zimbabwe becomes exceptionally very high, chiefly because of such things as, for instance, energy. The fact that there is no electricity continuously and the fact that there is no power, the power generation is very poor. It also means that if you get into any form of production, you actually have to use maybe things like solar and stuff like that, of which the initial cost of doing all that becomes very expensive for the average Zimbabwean. So policy inconsistencies have to be solved. The issue of power generation has to be solved. We also need proper infrastructure in terms of things like roads. And if the railway can come back into play, using railway is going to make the cost of production go down for Zimbabwe. It is also going to help to make sure that goods can be transported from the different countries that we import from into Zimbabwe for somebody to do any meaningful production. So people are definitely interested in investing in their country. But the policies also have to be reflective of the interests of the investors who are Zimbabweans in this case. For instance, in doing all this, how does somebody know that their money is safe? I've already raised the fact that I put in my US dollars. Will I be able to get my US dollars, or somebody wakes up and changes the law and says that you cannot take your money out, you can only get it in RTGS, which makes it very difficult for anyone to do business. And then now somebody has to be watching the black market to say what is the rate today and stuff like that. People don't want to go through all those headaches if they bring their money. Once we fix some of those things, I believe that people will bring in even more money into the country, because a lot of people are interested in their country, and they're interested, they also not only money, but people have gotten so much expertise in the various countries that they've been working in, expertise in different sectors.
Yes. What about the politics of it? What about the politics? You know, there is a lot of political friction in Zimbabwe right now. Does it scare you? Briefly, 1 minute on that.
Okay. I would agree with Honorable Chuma. Chuma, it speaks with a sober mind. The fact that they, as the political players, now you have to talk to their supporters to fix the current problems where people are fighting, where we hear that guns are ablaze, where we hear that people are fighting and stuff like that. I think all that is unnecessary. But if the political players, and if they have the political will to end the violence that's currently happening, I believe people will bring in their money quite safely. So they, as the political players, have to act upon, talk to their supporters, urge restraint, and also urge peaceful coexistence of their supporters. Once we show a united front as a country, a united Zimbabwe, which knows what it wants to achieve, definitely more people will be investing in Zimbabwe.
Gentlemen, stay on the line. I'm going to come back to you very shortly. And for those people that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Let's take a brief break, and we are going to have you watching us live from Washington.
The search is on for Africa's best and brightest minds in finance, cybersecurity, technology, and anything digital. Making social impact through cutting-edge technologies, innovation, and creativity in Africa. Out of 17,000 candidates from 50 countries in North, Central, East, West, and Southern Africa, only 3 will be selected from the top 10 continental finalists from Egypt, Nigeria, Ghana, Zimbabwe, Kenya, and Cameroon. Join the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and its prestigious partners, including the Voice of America, when the three finalists are featured at the U.S. Africa Leaders Summit in December 2022 in Washington. Stay tuned.
So now we're also being joined by Fortune Mlalazi, a Zimbabwean working in South Africa. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Mlalazi, can you hear me? I think we've got some audio challenges with Mr. Mlalazi. Let's go back to Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Chuma, briefly, in Shona, what can you say could actually entice Zimbabweans to return home to invest in different sectors? Just in Shona, briefly, there, Mr. Chuma.
Well, chinu chakakosha ndechekuti kana muchida kumutsiridza economy yenyu kune zvinhu zvakawanda zvinofanira kuitika, asi zvikurusa zvinhu nhatu zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa kuti economy yatoshanda imuke, mainvestors agone kutosheuka kuti vomboitarisa nyika yenyu seZimbabwe kuno kuti chiregai timbonainvesta apo. Zvinhu nhatu izvi ndeizvi. Chekutanga, kunofanira kunge kune mvura yakakwana munyika imomo kuti munhu agone kuya kuinvesta. Ende Zimbabwe government right now ndozvaari kuita, madhamu ari kuvakwa nyika yese kunoku. Kuno patevelei tikatoona Gwaishangane yakatangana na 1912, but tichitara izvozvo yakutoda kunopera pakukurudzira nehurumende iripo. Chechipiri, magetsi. Ndikuona futi hurumende iri kuzama miedzo yese kuwangawo vari kugadzira unit 7 na unit 8 kuti magetsi agone kukwana production anitida. Chechitatu, mainfrastructures like marodhi, njanji, maairport, kuti zvinhu kana zvaganirwa kufamba kwacho kuite se kureruke. Saka hurumende iri kuita zvitori right chaizvo zvinoratidza kuti ine chishuwo chokumudzurisa economy. Ndosandidinini mainvestors ari panzoko zvinovaitira nyore kana vakaona hurumende ichifamba mugwara rakadai.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Let's go back to Mr. Butler Tambo. Baba Tambo, ngisindebele khonapho. Akutsho ukuthi kuyinongenza abantu, kuyinokwenza ukuthi vele abantu bengafuni ukuthi bayetshala imali yabo kwele Zimbabwe. Ikakhulu ese wena ukhonapha, kuyinokungakwenza ukuthi vele mina Zimbabwe angikusozongikwenza lokho. Ngamafitshane sibili kakhulu.
Into ezakalayo Dube, inkinga enkulu yikhonokho ukuthi umuntu athi selethe imali yakhe eZimbabwe, athi elethe imali yakhe kungama-US dollars, kungama-rand, kungama-pound, mhlazana sefuna imali leyana ukuthi kumbe ayewoda kumbe ayethenga imitshina phandle kwelizwe engekho eZimbabwe, sethola nzima kanjalo umuntu lwana. Sokumele yena abhale incwadi sisiya ku-reserve bank kumbe asetshela ukuthi no, imali yana kadiyilethile lapha sumele uyengena ku-auction le emsikeni ukuthi uyithenge futhi imali yakho ukuze wenelise ukwenza umsebenzi ofuna ukuwenza. Khonokho yinto echasula abantu abaningi kakhulu. Abantu abaningi bacinga besithi kungangcono ngifake imali yami kumbe eGoli kumbe kwelinye ilizwe lapho engasoze ngigcine sengithwala nzima ukuthi imali yami kanjalo ngiyikhiphe elizweni nxa sengiyifakile. Ephambanisa abantu kakhulu into le yamagetsi, ukuhamba kwamagetsi. Ukuhamba kwamagetsi kuyacasula kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi umuntu abesejayele lapho ade ehlala khona, khonapho ediaspora phakathi kade ekwazi khona ukuthi amagetsi, hayi amagetsi kahambi. Kodwa kuna mina ngithi nxa uhulumende engalungisa iindaba zamagetsi, engalungisa iindaba zama-roads, engalungisa iindaba zakhonokho njengabololiwe, ukuthi kube lezitimela ezingenelisa ukuhamba, ezingenelisa ukuthwala, kungabe kuyimitshina kumbe ingabe kungama-raw materials afuna ukuwathenga phandle kwelizwe, khonokho kuzakwenza ukuthi ukwenza ibhizinisi eZimbabwe kube lula. Kuzakwenza ukuthi ukwenza ibhizinisi eZimbabwe kube yinto engaduliyo. Okwamanje umuntu uyakhangela athi hayi, ngangcono ngisebenzele eGoli kumbe ngangcono ngiyosebenzela ngaphi eZambia engani sithuthuka le ngenxa yokuthi imali zangena ebhanga ngiyithole imali yami.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke bamba khonapho-ke ungasatshana. Now we're joined by Mr. Mlalazi, that is Mr. Fortune Mlalazi, is based in South Africa. So Mr. Mlalazi, we are discussing this issue concerning investing back home. Would you invest your money in Zimbabwe right now, briefly?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Mlalazi, and your listeners. It is an interesting subject that you are talking about, that we always debate amongst ourselves here in South Africa, whether it is prudent for us to go home and invest. Look, there are so many views, and I've got also quite a number of views about investing. But most importantly, I think the biggest challenge it is our brand as a country. We have a bad brand. We've got bad politics. Everything of us is currently bad, including our leadership, and we need to sort it. Look, it's very difficult to go to a country and invest where the everyday politics is about pasina ningi, pasina mandu. It is difficult. Business people want very calm places. You know, just like fish, if you go into a calm dam, you will catch lots of fish. So that is the unfortunate situation in our country, that we are a volatile a nation that is so unpredictable.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So, Babuchuma, what can you say about what Mr. Mlalazi is saying? Because literally he is saying, you know, the political situation in Zimbabwe is too volatile for him to invest there, you know? Mr. Chuma, in English.
Well, I can tell you that there is definitely a big degree of truth in what he has just said. We are very unfortunate that in Zimbabwe here, we've got the political players that do not want to move gracefully and let processes continue and not hold the whole nation to ransom. I mean, look across us here, just here in South Africa. When Malema was beaten by Ramaphosa, President Ramaphosa, he shook hands with the president, and he was the president. Well, and they continued, and they continued to go on. But here, I can tell you that as long as a certain result doesn't reflect what I want, then I'm adamant that the process is flawed and it's never going to be okay. And that causes polarization, which then makes it very difficult for investment, which makes it difficult for economic prosperity as well. So definitely, yes, our politics is very bad. We need to come to a point where our players in politics are able to win humbly and also lose gracefully as well. And then let the politics continue. Let everything else continue. Put Zimbabwe first before any other issues that you might want to come up with. And
if you do it
that way, we can actually get Zimbabwe to actually be moving on.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Tambo, your last word, sir? Very briefly, 1 minute.
I think the leadership needs to work on things like corruption, end corruption, and make it investor friendly. Convince the people that it's worth investing in Zimbabwe by fixing the infrastructure so that it can be easier for people to bring in their money and to know that whatever they've invested is safe within the banking systems of Zimbabwe. I believe once we do that, people will be able to bring in more money.
Thank you very much. That is Mr. Tambo Butler, who is in Virginia here in USA. Thank you so much, Mr. Tambo. We'll meet you next time. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so now a bit of maybe people from the floor, like, you know, this is the time for our listeners and stakeholders. You know, these are the people that we really cherish as much as our guests. So if we can get about 2 callers, that would be great. So let's get back to Mr. Mlalazi. So, Mr. Mlalazi, looking at, the future of Zimbabwe under the current leadership, do you think that Zimbabweans can end up changing their minds to say, oh, let me just go invest in Zimbabwe, despite the political turmoil? Mr. Mlalazi?
I lost you there.
Yeah, so do you think that there is a Zimbabwean who can change his mind today and say, oh, well, I can go back to home in the near future and invest in the country? So I think he got cut off there. So are you still on the line, Mr. Mlalazi? So he's not there. So Mr. Chuma, it's all you now. So looking at what is going on, do you think there's anyone who can come back home to invest there? Just briefly, and we take maybe a caller or two. Go ahead, Mr. Chuma. Yeah, I think Mr. Chuma has got a challenge as well with this one. Let's check what people are saying on Facebook. We've got Tabani Ngwenya who says, yes, and usually I kuluma ngako onke loku kota tinasiboni ukutukuya ngapi. Then we've got P.D. Sipelele. He says, nothing is secure under President Emmerson Mnangagwa. So then those are the messages on the Ndebele Facebook page. Let's check the VOA Shona Facebook page and hear what people are saying. Adala Wekonyet says, oh, today my network is very bad. So network yangu ma one. Then Aaron Raphael says, Murise Apo. Aaron, how are you doing back there? Then Livingstone Fusira says, Bakaipa. So there you are. Then we've got Pipi Kanyama, who says, oh, yes, Mahadi, was Studio 7. We are all well, Mr. Kanyama, so we don't know how you are there. We hope you are well as well. So let's go back to Mr. Mlalazi. I'm told he is on the line now. Mr. Mlalazi, so is there any way that you can rethink your kind of current stance and say in the near future you are going to invest in Zimbabwe?
Well, we need to sort out ourselves as a country. There is no way we can run away from our country that is our homeland. But we, remember I said we are a bad brand as a country. We need to rebrand. We need to redo our politics. We need to renew our nationhood. We lost it some time back. So in order for citizens of Zimbabwe who are scattered all over the world, and by the way, who are doing very well, I'm here in South Africa, you will see very rich Zimbabweans who are uninterested in crossing the border and investing in business, who only send money to their parents and relatives. Now, in order for us to attract them, we need a leadership renewal, not renewal in terms of individuals, but renewal in terms of the institutions that we have in our country, our financial institutions, they are in a mess. Our political institutions themselves are in a mess. Our political leaders are a mess. So if we are to have our country going forward, we need to go back to the drawing board and deal with those issues, deal with our bad past and correct it. Then we will be able to attract our citizens back into the country.
But is it possible? Is it possible to do that? Is it possible to make such changes, you know, without making some sacrifices?
Well, we've got to make sacrifices, all of us. Part of the sacrifice is that before we invest, those of us that are outside the country, is that we must sacrifice next year, 2023, and go and vote so that we don't blame anyone. We blame ourselves for failing to play a part in terms of rejuvenating and redirecting our country. Very possible.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Mlalas. We have run out of time. If there was extra time, like in soccer, you still remember when we were playing soccer at a tender age, you know, you run away with the goalposts, you know, then that's the end of the game. But in this case, this is very formal. Thank you so much for everybody who has been watching the show tonight. We have come to the end of the show and wish to thank very much our guests, Mr. Fortune Mlalazi, Mr. Patrick Tambo, and Mr. Joseph Chuma Osano-Pierre. Signing off is Kip Skube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.